Okay, Chevra, we're learning some in Sadi Gimel, the dinim of a kedera, shalbas or shabishel, b'cholav, and the basic halacha is, obviously, after me'isla is, it's going to be okay, tof me'isla is, it will create a problem. That refers to creating a problem in the food. When it comes to creating a problem in the kedera, so l'maisa, if I have a fleshik pot, I used to cook milchiks, a milchik pot, I used to cook fleshiks, so the din is that the pot becomes usar. Even if the milchiks is after me'isla is, or the fleshiks after me'isla is, so in that situation, the pot becomes usar. Now when I say that the pot is usar, so the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that the kedera is asur l'vashel bo lo basar v'lo chalav. You can't cook meat or milk in the pot. Again, the reason is because even the kedera she'ein nevas yema, I'm not allowed to use to cook food of the other gender, as the Gemara tells us at the end of a full desire, gezeira she'ein nevas yema atu bas yoma. The pashtus in the mechaber is that you would be allowed to cook, let's say, parrot food in a milchik pot that you use for fleishiks, or fleishik pot that you use for milchiks up to 24 hours. The Shach and Sifkat and Gimel notes that the practice based on the Ramot Lahalon and Simon Sadi Dawid is that we do not cook even para food in it. And the reason for this, Reb Chaim Cohen explains in the Badei HaShulchan, is probably because it looks like some sort of maris ayin. People will perceive this pot as milchik and fleishik, right? They'll call that treif. And they call the pot treif, so you can't even use it for parif. Even though we know that the pot is not really treif, it's a milchik ben yomo, fleishik enel ben yomo, it's not really treif. Nonetheless, people perceive it as a treif pot, therefore you're not allowed to use it. We also spoke briefly last time about the chiddush of the Rashba. The Rashba is quoted in the Torah that there is a din called haklashas ha'iser. When I say that a milchik pot that is eno ben yomai, I am not supposed to use for fleishiks. The Rashba says, let's say I have a milchik pot, and I already cooked some yirukos in that pot. So the yirukos make the milchik pot less milchik than it was beforehand. Once it's less milchik than it was beforehand, so therefore I can use that pot to cook fleishik. That's the Rashba's din of haklosh aseh iser. The Beis Yosef points out that many Rishonim disagree with the Rashba. La halacha, we don't accept the Rashba. However, we can be mitzdarif the Rashba with other tzadim lahakel. There's a little bit of a discussion as to how you understand haklosh aseh iser. The Rashba brings a raya from the Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara discusses that ko yom v'yom nasagil l'chaveiro. We have a stira. On the one hand, we have the Shpudin and Askelois that the Mishnah Sof Avodah Zarah tells me require libun. On the other hand, in Zvachim we learn the Shpudin and Askelois only require hagala. So the shaila is, how does that happen? So the Gemara in the first answer says, "Ko yom biyom nasagil l'chaveiro," meaning that since I constantly use the shpudim in the mikdash, the shpud is like the spit. I'm constantly using it in the mikdash to heat the meat. Right? It's mamish like the shawarma store across the street that they always have shawarma on it. Unbelievable, right? So therefore, "Ko yom biyom nasagil l'chaveiro," each day takes away some of the bliya. Directly, Gemara, if Koyom Biyom Nasigim Lechaveira, saying you shouldn't even require Hag'ala, the Gemara leaves it as a Shiloh, like the Gemara Kasha. Now, the Rashba understands that we see from there that when I cook food, what I'm really doing is I'm being maklish that food. Koyom Biyom Nasigim Lechaveira is very acceptable halacha. And that's acceptable halacha even though I'm not doing a full fledged Hechsher on it. No, the full fleshed hechsher on the shpud would require libun, which is kedei shiu nitzotzos nitzin himenu. It has to be that there are mamish sparks coming out of it to do full fleshed libun. Over here, you're not doing full fleshed libun. Nonetheless, it helps a teeny bit. It gets out some of the iser. The flavor isn't as strong, and therefore it's not a problem. And this is the basis of the Rashba, who says that the bishul yirukos will help on the kedei rishel basar. Now, what that means l'cha'ira is that I'm not doing a full-fledged hechsher, no? What I'm doing is I'm just cooking. A full-fledged hechsher would require, let's say, that's malav abuel, so that it's fully boiling. The Rashba's not saying that. The Rashba's just saying that you're cooking it. Usually when I cook it, it doesn't necessarily boil. This is l'cha'ira, the way the Taz understands the din, against the Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef says that even the Rashba is only talking about a situation where it is mamish mala avabuels, and l'cha'ira, I'm not exactly sure how that fits in with the Gemara that the Rashba quotes. It happens that the Rashba, at the end of his Shtikl Torah, gives another reason. He says it's like, not by not to hetera. That reason, l'cha'ira, makes a little more sense. I don't know still why you would need, right, not by not tater is the pshat, if I have a fleshik pat, right, or fleshik plate that absorb fleshik snow, and then I have some pariv fish that goes on the fleshik plate, so then there's a discussion that's concerned. Not by not, it could be that you're allowed to even put mochiks on l'chatchila, it could be that once I put mochiks on, it's going to be okay, but l'mais, it's going to be okay. You see, there's some haklashas ha'iser because the iser used to be a full-fledged, pungent iser when it's in the kaira. Now it goes into the medugim, so it becomes attenuated, it becomes weakened a little bit. So therefore, that not bar not is haklashas iser. That's okay. And the rashba's medamen not bar not to this case of the cooking yirakos. Be it as it may, lahalacha, we are not really mitzdarif this Rashba. The Rashba seems to be against many Rishonim, like the Beis Yosef notes, and it doesn't seem to get any traction. Even though the Shach, Nekudas HaKesef, seems to pass in this way, if you look in the Badei HaShulchan Sivkat and Gimel, and the Be'urim over there, page 219-220, you see that we really do not accept this Rashba. The next din that's found in the Ramah is really very interesting, and this is a din that the Ramah writes, based on the Hagois of the Shari Dura, that Kisui HaKedera, we never apply the rule of Nosintan Lufgam to the Kisui HaKedera. The cover of a pot, we don't apply Nosintan Lufgam. Right? The pot itself, after 24 hours, is going to be okay, but the pot cover won't be okay after 24 hours. And the Ramah quotes this din, and the Ramah says, you know what, this din is very, very difficult. It's difficult because the pashtus in the Gemara is that we don't hold like this. The Gemara makes a gezeira of ben yomo, gezeira eno ben yomo atu ben yomo. If this thing would be correct, you should make a gezeira atu kisui hakadera, no? Moreover, there's really no svara why this thing is true. It's not found in the Gemara, there's no svara. Moreover, reason number three is ata mechala mamonon shal Yisrael. If you hold of this thing, that the kedera, that the kisui hakedera, we don't apply nosintan of gam to it. So basically, you're making Yidden lose money. The Ramah is sensitive to Jews losing money. The historians are very into this idea. They say that might be the basis of the Ramah's kulas in all the treifus sugyas. No, that might be the basis of. Okay, the Ramah may have been sensitive to being mechala mamon and shal Yisrael. That's why the Ramah has this kula. Okay, very nice. Now it's hard to understand this din mitzchila. It's like, why on earth would I potentially be more machmir on the kisui? And the Ramah says that even though this is a chumr b'lo tam, I am noheg this way mipnei haminhag. No. But what exactly were they thinking when they came up with this? The Ramah says, don't hold of it, really, or only hold of it if there's no other snifla hakel. And we hold of it based on a minhag. But what exactly was this minhag based on? A minhag also has to have some rationale. Now, I should point out, by the way, that Agoshari Dura, it's found in my edition, it's in Lamed Hey Hey, in my edition's page 91. There are two different versions of this Agoshari Dura. There's the Ksav Yad Cambridge, and there's another Ksav Yad over here, and they all get farmished. Hard to know exactly what's going on. So the Mefarshim on the Shari Dura have a number of approaches. The Maharshal writes that we treat it like an Isser Be'en. We treat it like an Isser Be'en L'cha'ayra means that because the top of the pot is, and in their times, the top of the pot had like a little triangle. It looks like, you know, the dunce caps that people used to wear? You know what I'm talking about? So it looked like a dunce cap. So in those situations, it's very hard to clean it out. And therefore, there's going to be Isser Be'en that's stuck on the top. That's the Maharshal's Hesber of this Minhag. In Professor Sperber, I don't know if I'm allowed to quote him anymore, in Professor Sperber's book on Minhag Yisrael, I think this is in volume 3, he has a discussion of this Minhag of the Ramah on the pot covers, and he shows pictures of old pot covers, and many of the old pot covers, taka, were like triangular up on top. And that seems to be, I would say, one of the more reasonable explanations of this minhag. What's interesting to note, though, is that this minhag, let's say I talk about the triangular pot cover on top, there's a machlokes shach and taz about what you need. The taz writes that it's saggy if you have shishim keneged the triangle part of the pot cover. I need a better term for triangular pot part. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the pot covers look something like this, right? So you need shishim, according to Taz, only keneged that tiny uppermost part of the pot cover. The Shach writes that you have to be choshish that the triangular part of the pot cover asers ad shishim kenegdai, and therefore you would need 60 times 61 in the eichel keneged the top of the pot. Hagon Reb Kiva Eger over here raises objections to the Shach's hesber, and Reb Kiva Eger says, first of all, it says in Shulchan Aruch when it's hischil, right? It says in Shulchan Aruch we had in some Tzadi Beis that once it's hischil lahartiyach, the zeah goes up to the top, so it's keilu it's nofel l'teich hakadeira. So what should be the problem? Once the pot begins to steam, it's keilu nofel l'teich hakadeira. Now, of course, we could answer this based on the yesod that we said when we learned Tzadi Beis, that the Lashon HaRama over there is Hischol LaHarsiyach. And the Bible was bothered by the Kasha. How come it has to be Hischol LaHarsiyach? B'chor the Zeya is enough. So it could be that even though there's Zeya that goes up to the top, but it's still not like it fell into the Tavshil, because Zeya alone isn't enough to make it like it fell in the Tavshil. You need Mamish Resicha. And we're choshesh that maybe there was only Zeya, not full-fledged Resicha. So that Kasha, Reb Kiva Eger, we could answer. Then Reb Kiva Eger is bothered by the Kasha. How could the Shach say that we're worried that the entire Kisei HaKedera became a problem? The rest of the Kisei HaKedera is Noisen Tan Lufgam. Noisen Tan Lufgam shouldn't become a problem. So that's already a very starker time. Reb Kiva Eger asks, in the book of our dear friend, the Kinyan Deya, on page 137, the Kinyan Deya wants to answer that maybe the Chashash of the Rama is like what we were speaking about last time we learned, which is, if you remember, there's Machlokes Rashba and Ra'ah, whether the Balua B'toch HaKli itself tastes Geshmak, or whether the Balua B'toch HaKli already tastes lousy. It could be that the Chashash of the Rama is that the Balua B'toch HaKli has a Geshmak, a taste, and therefore I'm not supposed to use it, even though outside of it it's no Sintan of God. Perhaps that's a pshat, but I don't know. Now, Kolza is mevusas on the accepted perush of the of this din the Hagos Sharidura, which is that there is a tiny, tiny bit up on top, and that tiny bit up on top is going to be an iser be'en. Now, what's interesting to note is the Chora, this pshat is saying that the iser be'en up on top is going to come down. Avada, it's going to be motif of shishim in the kedera. But even if I don't have shishim in the kedera, it's going to be mutter b'makayim hefzer, or b'makayim when there's any sniff lahakel. That's what should emerge according to this din as understood by the Taz. No? The Taz is understanding that the Rambam means that there's a tiny pot cover, right, triangular at top. And avada, it's mutter if you have shishim in the kedera, you can neged it. Right? Then it's mutter even without hefzer. But b'makom, any hefzer, it's going to be mutter even if you don't have shishim. Why would that be mutter even if you don't have shishim? L'chore, that's very difficult. Because you have be'en on the top, no? So l'chore, what the Rama means, and this is, again, if you don't like it, it's my own idea. But it seems to me that what the Rama means, that even be'en can become pogom, at least b'makom hefzer a teeny bit. That's a discussion that we'll see in Kuf Gimel. When I speak about nice and tam of gum, does that only mean nice and tam, the absorbed flavor? Let's say I have a teeny bit of be'en. I have like some yuckiness. No, this is a shy that comes up like in kashering dishwashers and the like. Sometimes it's like some yucky be'en stuff, no? It's kind of gross. Is that also nice and tam of gum? And I say, no, it's be'en. You get an impression from the Rama that alko pana b'makam hefzid, I can be make on this. Again, that's the impression I get from the Rama is understood by the Taz. Okay, so Zion, let's go back to this discussion for a minute. There's a number of other explanations that are given as to how come we're more machmer on the Kisei HaKedera than we are on the Kedera itself. Some say, this is quoted in the Shach, that the Isar Yedei Zeya is more powerful than an Isar Yedei Bishol. Zem Mamash Ni Lo Mevin, how that could happen. Some say that we're talking about an Isar Yedei Reyach, and Reyach is more pungent. In fact, this halacha makes it in the Shari Dura, in the halachis of Reyach. Maybe, but again, we don't understand that either. In the Mevosha Arim, is the Rebbe of the Shach, no? Reb Nosson Shapiro, who also wrote the Kabbalah Sefer, the Megala Amukos. No, he was the Shach's Rebbe. Halo Dovarhu, that the Shach never quotes Kabbalah, no? Actually, he does. In Kufay and Tess, the Shach says, don't learn Kabbalah. Right? But the Shach is much more hesitant to quote the Zohar than all other Mepharshim, no? Even though his Rebbe was Reb Nosson Shapiro, but Reb Nosson Shapiro also knew how to learn, even though he was a Mekabal, and that's why he wrote this Mevo. I'm not insulting, right? None of you are Mekubal, right? So I'm not insulting you if I make those types of comments, but if you read the Mevo Sharim, he gives those Perushim, and he says that maybe we're talking about that the Kisei HaKedera was made out of Botzek. Maybe we're not talking about Kisei HaGedera that's made on Matefes, like what we think of a pot cover, but maybe we're talking about that they used to make the pot covers out of dough. Zosameris. That it is, it's not going to be Noisin Tam Lufgam. Because the din Noisin Tam Lufgam is when I have Tam in the Keli. When the Tam goes into Machol itself, there's no din Noisin Tam Lufgam. That's his Hezber. Again, if that's the Pshat, obviously it's not so relevant. Not so relevant because our pot covers are not made out of dough. There's another explanation that's found on the bottom of the Shari Dura in the book called the Shari Bina, which was written by Reb Yeshaya Nosson Freilich, who put this whole edition together. And in the Shari Bina, he says that we usually paskin that stam kelamena b'nei yayman, that people don't usually use a keli within 24 hours. However, sometimes we have to be worried that Stam Keli is Ben Yoyme. Let's say in a restaurant, Rav Schechter says. In a restaurant, you're going to have, they're constantly cooking and cooking and cooking. The Keli will never go 24 hours without being used. So you can't assume Stam Keli Einam Ben Yoyman in a restaurant. The Shari Bina says that maybe the pshat in their times was that people didn't have that many pot covers. They'd have like one pot cover, and they'd use on many different pots. When you have one pot cover and you use it on many different pots, so then you have to be choshish that the pot cover, even though you think it's eino ben yomo, maybe it really is ben yomo. So they made a gezeira on pot covers precisely because they had fewer of them. That, to me, seems the most reasonable hesber. Right? You don't have to say we're talking about dunce cap pot covers. You can say we're talking about a normal pot cover. Just say use a normal pot cover again and again. Okay, these are the dinim that are found in this Rambam. Now, I want to use this Rambam kind of as a jumping off point for the following. Effectively, what the Rambam over here is saying is that we have a chumrah that's found in Gar Shari Dura. The minig was to keep this chumrah. The Rambam is only willing to be mako because there is hefsid memonam shal Yisrael, because it's against the Gemara. And what was the third reason the Rambam has some on Shai Yisrael? It's against the Gemara. And how come the Gezerah in the Gemara is only Gezerah Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo? It should also be Gezerah Atu Kisei Akedera. But the Rambam is only Meiko for those three reasons. And the Rambam is only Meiko even when you have another Tzad Lahakil. No? Makim Hefzer or something like that. But Balav Hachi, the Rambam is Mekayim this Minhag, which is a Chumrah B'li Tam. Now the term B'li Tam is actually a play on words, it seems. Because L'cha'era, there's no Tam. There's no Tam that comes out of the pot cover. It's all nice and Tam of Gam also. But it's a Chumrah B'li Tam. No? It seems like, I think the Rama actually meant this as a joke on some level. He meant it as a pun. It's a Chumrah B'li Tam. Ken Zayna for us, this is the most relevant din, Halacha L'maaseh in Yerideya. In Techumen, volume 35, and there's also a journal called Hamayan, which comes out from Yeshivat Shalavim. Rav Eitan Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, wrote about it over there. Actually, I did not photocopy that article. But in the journal Techumen, Rav Dror Fixler, who is a Talmud, I believe he's a Ram now, in Yeshivat Birkat Moshe, in Malay Adumim, he translated some of the Perish HaMishnah into Hebrew. There's a new Malay Adumim. They're coming out with their own version of Perish HaMishnah, which is actually very good. Rav Kafach's Perish HaMishnah is a fine translation. The problem is that Rav Kafach didn't use the good manuscripts, no? Rav Kafach had a grandfather who was a big Talmud Chacham, who had his own manuscript of the Perish HaMishnah in Hebrew, and that's the one he used. He decided not to use the better manuscripts for some reason. The Dror Fixler is coming out with a Perish HaMishnah translated from the Arabic. He also did some work on other works of the Rambam. It's actually a very... He's a very good Talmud Chacham, and he wrote together with the Fel HaRav Yair Frank, who I believe is a chemist. And they discussed the Shaila, that's stainless steel pots. Stainless steel is called in Hebrew... Nirosina or something. Is that true? Stainless steel, I think, has the term Nirosina. That's the modern Hebrew term for it. And stainless steel, they taina, is not balea at all. Now, when I say it's not balea at all, it doesn't mean it's not balea at all. They did chemical tests. How do you figure out what blea is? Are they chemical tests? So they tested the pH of the item that goes in, the pH line came out. They also tested the atomic weight of the items. They tested it in three different ways. And what they found is that cheres actually has blea, and cheres also has some sort of plata, earthenware kalim. Stuff will go in and stuff will come out. It will always be bottle of shishim, actually, the amount that comes out. But okay, we're not sure how much will come out. By earthenware, it makes some sense. But by the metals that they use in today's cooking, in particular stainless steel, there is zero. There is zero plata. Or the amount of plata is so insignificant, it is not at all shayach to be worried about this. So the shayla is, am I choshesh? Do we have to throw out our yeridayas and say that all the dinim that we're learning this year are not really relevant? Because you're telling me Kaili ben Yomo versus Eno ben Yomo, come on, dude. Right? There's no such thing as plata from stainless steel, Kalim. This is a very serious question that in our yeshiva, which stands for Torah Umada on some level, right, we really have to address. So what's the din? So the shayla really depends on how we understand blias. Are blias a mitzias? Or are blias a halachic construct? I actually spoke about this when I was on the radio program with David Lichtenstein, when I was on Headlines. So he was talking to me about whiskey in sherry casks. And he did all of these tests. And he said that there's only 5 in 10,000 parts whiskey in sherry casks, in 5 in 10,000 parts of grape in, I think it was Glenfiddich 21 or something, right? There's like one Glenfiddich that's aged in sherry. So this was his taina to me. So I told him, interesting, but I don't know if the halacha would take this scientific test into account, because it's the same issue that was discussed in the Truman articles, that maybe stainless steel isn't boleya, or isn't polite, ki hu zeh. Even if it's boleya, it might not be polite. And it really depends on whether blia and plata is a halachic construct, or is it a mitzias. Now the fact that there's a din of ti'imas kfela indicates that it's a mitzias, no? A guy could come and taste it. We had the beginning of Simen Tzadi Ches. So l'cha'ayra, it's a mitzias, nothing to talk about. And based on his understanding that it's a mitzias, he went and he asked a number of morei hora'ah what the din is with stainless steel today, what the din is with Pyrex, what the din is, etc., etc., etc. He quotes that Rav Yaakov Ariel said that Mada cannot be koveya the halacha. Mada can only reinforce the halacha as we know it. He quotes his own Rebbe, Rav Nochum Rabinowitz, the Rosh Hashiva Berkat Moshe. Rav Rabinowitz says, we know that it's not by Leah, so you shouldn't use it L'chatchila. L'chatchila should keep the dinim as they appear in Shulchan Aruch. But B'di'eved, it's all going to be grand. Meaning, anytime you get a Shaila B'di'eved, right, I use a Fleshik Pat, Teich Ben Yoimai, right, I get a Shaila, Shik Chak Boom, Mutter, 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 right? You can give Yatr, Yatr, Smicha. This is awesome, right? That is Rav Nochum Rabinowitz. So it happens that, again, I'm not comparing Rav Nochum Rabinowitz, who's Mamash Gono Olam, to this fellow, but there's a fellow, Chaim Ovadia, who is like a Mora Hora'a among open Orthodox circles, and he wrote recently that you're allowed to eat food at your homes. This is a big issue, you know, for people who are Balei Tshuva, or people who are friendly with others who are non-observant, can you eat in their homes? So say the person tells you, I'm only cooking kosher food. I'm buying the chicken from wherever. But their pots are tray. How can you use their pots, no? So Rav Chaim Ovadia writes, we know stainless steel is not by layout, chick-chack, boom, everything is mutter. Rav Nochum Rabinowitz says, oh, b'di'evet, it's okay. I don't think he means b'di'evet, I'm allowed to eat at someone's house, no? I think he means b'di'evet, that I'm a kosher observing Jew, but I made a mistake. Right? That's a very different type of b'di'evet. Rav Dov Liar, I think, is the Rav of Kiryat Arba, no? Rav Dov Liar says that al pi halacha, it's all mutter. Stainless steel is not polite at all. The only thing is that this is a Dover HaTamu al Rav. It says in Yeridei Rishman Beis, in the halachos of how to paskin shaylas, it says that you're not allowed to give a psak that's Tamu al Rav. So he says, it's really mutter, but it's Tamu al Rav, which means that you're allowed to give the psak if you explain it well enough. Right? It's similar to what we saw in the Taz and Sadi Beis, Se'if Zayin. That if I want to be maker on the Tipas Chol of Shanofa Kedera because it is Erev Shabbos, but Makim Hefzid, Tzarech Arachem, whatever it is, Taz writes, Sefkot and Chafez, I think, that you have to explain it. Or else it's Davar HaTamu al Rabim, says Rav Dov Liar, that's the Pshat as well. He says, however, that this is only true if your Bedika Kemit is a Bedika Hechleitit. One of the big issues that comes up in all of these Torah Umada intersections of science and halacha issue, is sometimes science thinks something is correct, but over time, they change their opinion, no? There's certain things that are never going to change, no? We're never going to go back to a geocentric model of the universe, right? We're never going back to that. The universe is heliocentric, nachon? Sun's in the middle, planets revolve around. Right? We're never going back.
The solar system is heliocentric. Maybe at one point science will progress to the point that physics will become so relativistic that even that statement is unqualified.
Maybe. In other words, it's shy if that maybe there's something else that we think is the sun, and it's really not the sun, and there's some other sun and everything.
To say that, it'll be only from a certain perspective of physics, and that even that case could undermine
its concept. I'll say it like this. It's ke'ilu min hanimna. That things which are mamish muskim l'kol hadeos, without any shaila among normal people, no? There still are flat earth people out there. Zezenin mishugaim. No? There are people out there, there are some Lubavitchers, who believe that the earth is the center of the universe, because there's a line in the Rambam where he says this, no? Mishugaim! That's not... I should be careful. They're wrong. Right? They're wrong. Right? The earth is not the center of the universe. Right? There's certain things that... So the argument that you can rely on Bedika Mada'it to be Koivea Halacha is only true, says Rav Dov Liar. And I think that's a very valid point if it is a Bedika Hechleitit. But you have to really know for sure. And sometimes, like this is one of the big issues, like in the whole Swifkin controversy from a few years ago. To what extent is our knowledge of science absolute? Okay. By the way, anyone tells you that Yeshiva University doesn't do any Torah Amada, right now? Yeah.
A couple questions.
Who says that the Mitzvah is not
Kamei Halacha?
So again, so the one who said that the Mad Rav, Rav Yaakov Ariel, basically wanted to say that the Madla is not going to be Kaveya Halacha, Madla only reinforces Halacha as we know it.
Okay,
that was his approach.
And also, does Rav Chaim of Vadi doesn't really need Rav Nachman Rabinowitz? He has Rav Dov Lior. That seems to be much better.
But Rav Dov Lior really moves away from it because he's worried that this might not be accurate science. And Chaim of Vadi is saying, right, he's taking Rav Nachman Rabinowitz and he's defining L'chatchila Medieved in a much more expansive way, which it seems to me is very difficult. Again, the Shaila really comes up, for Balei Tshuva, etc. It could be, I don't know, you have to deal with a very serious Mora Hora'a for those types of things. It's not so posh. Yeah?
Yep. I only need to wrap up on the fact that there's an opinion of Tima that it's not telling that it's telling Metzias and Gansa, because Kol Mitzvah and Kafu, that they're based on Metzias, but once you get to the specific details, then rely on general principles.
So Ken Zayin, and I want to talk about that in a few minutes.
That's the idea of Kol Mitzvah Chol M'Kafu, that it's based on Metzias, but once you get to the actual Lacha, you
can't. Right. I want to talk about that Svar in a few minutes. Hold it. I want to get back to it. Let's just give you a few other poskim. Morena Reb Asher Weiss. Reb Asher Weiss says that we only deal with science when it comes with certain details. But to uproot an entire halacha based on science is not shayich. He quotes that the only one who really wanted to use science for being koveya dinam of blia and platos kalim is his Atshuva the Radvaz, who is dealing with porcelain kalim, trying to figure out whether porcelain is beleya. And the Radvaz did a scientific test. But he says in the Stei Chemed, they comment, he gives you Stei Chemed asifas dinam areches hei hechsher kalim oiskof aleph, the Korabani Ashkenaz disagreed with him. And Rabbani Ashkenaz says, we're not going to do a scientific test to figure out the status of porcelain, right? What we have to do is be koivei api halacha, is a cheres or not? Ad kan devareinu. And in the next articles that came out in the Tchumen volume 35, there's an article by Rabbi Yitzchak Devir. Does anyone know who he is? I don't know. There's an article by Rabbi Yitzchak Devir, where Rav Devir basically says, you know what? Ashkenazi Jewry tends to move away from Bedikat Hemit in Yonim of Yerideya, in Yonim of Esir V'Heter. The Ramah Paskins, for example, that we don't kasher glass, that we treat glass like cheres. Even though glass is Shia, it's very smooth. Even though Einenu Haro'os, that glass is not Beleya, but Ashkenazim are Machmir on glass. Now, there are some who say that the Chumr of Ashkenazim on the glass is only on Yoni Pesach. But nonetheless, there's a major school of poskim that Ashkenazim are machmir in glass entirely. Ashkenazim are machmir that we don't use to imas kfeila. Says Rav Yitzchak Devir, and it seems to me that this is actually very reasonable. And this is similar, I think, to what Eli Natan was saying, although not exactly. The Ramah is basically saying that we view Blias Kalim as halacha. It's almost like Tum and Tahara. Tum and Tahara, I don't use a microscope to figure out if the keli is Tume or not. My microscope doesn't matter. There's a halacha called Tuma. We could say that there's a halacha called Kashrus. There's a halacha called Blias Kalim. And whatever your microscope tells you don't matter. And Ashkenazim seem to be inclined to go this way, both by Timas Kvela and by Zechuchis. And I would argue that our halacha exactly reinforces this. This halacha, I would say, is the most important din, because over here the Ramah is telling me that there's something that I know makes no sense. Chumra b'li tam. And the Ramah says you can only be mekel on it, right, when there's other snifim lahakel. What that would mean, Nirelofi and Nistaiti, is that everything comes back to our dear beloved friend. Megillah Sefer had this thing years before this issue came out in Tchumen, no? In the Megillah Sefer, page 104, he quotes that everybody knows, Matub b'Midrasha, B'Shem Maran HaGoyim Reb Shloim Zalman Arbach, Sheyesh lismoch al masha shamati shakaderos shalonu lo nosen tabish tav shola olam v'yesh lismoch azeh b'makom sheyesh old stadim lahakel. V'gam moiri v'rabi hagoyim Reb Shmuel Arbach. Right, Reb Shlomo Zalman's son. He was just nifter, right? Reb Shmuel Arbach said, right, that you know what? You could be makom with other tzadim lahakel. That, I think, is very reasonable. Now, we have to, however, also deal with certain realities. Like, maybe our kelim are not particularly clean. No? I have a pot. I use the dishwasher. I clean it out. Right? It's a fleshik pot. Ken zayin, like often happens, that we don't check our pot so carefully after it comes out of the dishwasher. Ken zayin is a tiny bit of mamushas of basar in the pot. No? What? It's a chashash. Again, you know how strong the chashash is or not? Look very carefully at your kelim. One thing I can tell you, I'll tell you like this. Whenever I wash dishes, my wife comes to me after and says, right? I miss stuff. I miss stuff. She's much better at it than I am. No? When I look at Bedikah course, by the way, often, like, I'll say, I don't see anything. And the woman will say, no, right there. Right? Teeny bit. Right? Sometimes if you have eagle eyes, right, you can notice things that others can't. Now, again, I think what Eli Natan is saying is that, come on, anything is going to be batel b'shishim, batel b'shishim, ken zayin. However, often, there might be a little bit of, like, fat, right, on the inside of the pot. Sometimes a pot that looks clean to the naked eye, you touch it, right, there's going to be a teeny bit of mamushas there. Maybe that's a concern. I don't know. It seems to me, and Rav Schechter wasn't around the Beis Medrash this morning, but I'm pretty sure Rav Schechter holds this way.
You also wash with soap at that point.
In other words, ken zayin that we can be mekel on a pot even toch chafdalet shaos because of these additional tzitzit. Because I think the fact that a stainless steel is not a garnished, but I think, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's a snif lahakel. Now the Megillah Sefer quotes this from Rav Shlomo Zalman from his Rebbe Rav Shmuel Auerbach, but he says it's against a bunch of chazanishes. Right? He's megabe of chazanishes. Now I would say as follows: Rav Schechter always quotes at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara writes that the world is 6,000 years. No, there's 2,000 years of tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. The Maharsha basically says that it's a what?
From last year.
I spoke about this last year. Okay. Maharsha basically learns the Gemara that doesn't really mean anything. It's a piece of Agadah. The Chazanish says no. 2,000 years of Torah is very relevant because all halachos that are dependent on Metzius, we judge the Metzius based on what it was between, let's say, the year 1948. Which, by the way, for the non-Zionists among us, is when Avraham Avinu was born, in 1948. And between the year 1948 and 3948, the Shnei Alafim Torah is Koveya or the Metzius. And based on this, right, we spoke about maybe Bishul and microwaves. We spoke about the Shir of Ksamim based on this. If you take that Chazanish seriously, so then what we're saying is Azoi. We're saying that, of course, Metzius matters. But it's not Metzius of the year Tufshin Ayin Tes. It's Metzius of the year 3948 L'Brias Olam. K'mingin Shanu Monin Kan B'New York Masa D'Yasso Kef Yom Avan Har Hudson. Okay, Chevra. So we should have a good day. You should read these articles. I think they're very important. Halacha L'Maisa, like, mamish important. Like, and Nir Lafi and the Estaiti, that this Ramah is really taking a stand on what might be the biggest issue in Judaism. Okay.